Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Stoic Morning Reset, your daily dose of chill vibes and real talk to kickstart your day right. I'm Taylor Reid, and let's be honest, emotional intelligence isn't always a walk in the park, is it? Ever feel like you're caught in an emotional roller coaster, reacting instead of responding? You know that feeling when you say something in the heat of the moment and later cringe so hard your face turns beet red? That's where mindfulness exercises come in. They're like mini superpowers for your brain, helping you navigate those messy emotions with grace and composure. Today, we're diving deep into some simple yet powerful mindfulness techniques that can seriously boost your emotional intelligence. Think of it as a mental gym workout for your EQ. Will get those emotional muscles flexing. Ready to level up? Let's do this. First off, remember that being mindful doesn't mean becoming a Zen master overnight. It's about paying attention to the present moment without judgment, noticing those swirling emotions and thoughts without getting swept away by them. Takeaway number one. Deep breathing. Seriously, folks, this is like the holy grail of mindfulness. Take a few moments to focus on your breath. Inhale slowly through your nose, feel your chest expand, and exhale gently through your mouth. Repeat this a few times, noticing the rhythm of your breath and how it calms your nervous system. It's a simple act, but it can work wonders for managing stress and anxiety. Takeaway number two. Body scan meditation. Ever noticed how tension can build up in your shoulders when you're feeling stressed? That's your body screaming for attention. In body scan meditation, you systematically bring awareness to different parts of your body, noticing any sensations, warmth, tingling, tightness, or relaxation. This helps you connect with your physical self and release those trapped emotions. Think of it like a mental massage for your entire being. Takeaway number three. Gratitude journaling. Gratitude is a superpower. When you focus on the good things in your life, even the little ones, it shifts your perspective and boosts your overall well-being. Take a few minutes each day to jot down three things you're grateful for. It could be anything: a sunny morning, a delicious meal, or a kind gesture from a stranger. Takeaway number four. Mindful walking. We're all walking around most of the time, but are we truly present in our steps? During mindful walking, pay attention to the sensations of your feet on the ground, the movement of your body, and your surroundings. Notice the sights, sounds, and smells as you walk. It's a simple way to bring awareness to everyday activities and find peace amidst the chaos. Takeaway number five. Label your emotions. Don't shy away from your feelings. When an emotion arises, simply name it. I'm feeling frustrated, I'm feeling happy, I'm feeling anxious. By putting a label on your emotions, you create space between yourself and the feeling, allowing you to observe it without getting overwhelmed. It's like giving your emotions their own little VIP section in your mind. They get acknowledged but don't hide out the whole show. Okay, let me paint you a scenario. Imagine you're stuck in traffic and someone cuts you off. That feeling of anger flares up instantly, right? You might want to yell at them, honk your horn like crazy, or even give them the middle finger, but wait. Take a deep breath, label that anger and feeling angry, and acknowledge it without letting it consume you. Now, visualize yourself calmly navigating through traffic, focusing on your safe arrival and putting this moment behind you. That's emotional intelligence in action, people. By practicing mindfulness, we can cultivate greater self-awareness, manage our emotions effectively, build stronger relationships, and navigate life with more clarity and resilience. Remember, emotional intelligence is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate small wins, and keep practicing those mindfulness techniques. Before you head out to conquer your day, remember this. You've got the power within you to master your emotions and live a more fulfilling life. Now go forth and be awesome. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a dose of stoic wisdom. Leave us a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, keep those vibes high and your EQ soaring.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.